Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Yeah, this is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia, PA on Monday. You guys love days of the week. It's a Monday, woo! Let's start the weekend early. It's Monday, August 20th, Two Oceans 12. Did you guys bring name tags? Let me see this. It's got my face on it, so that's never a good thing. The Dark Side of Fister. Your name is Fister, and the movie was originally Twister. Very well done. And you just have a postcard that says, take me, and then me, comma, Kate. Okay. Oh, there's an elf. We got an elf up front that says Lauren on it. It's an elf phone. That's weird. That's weird that that exists. All about Steve. What? Oh, there's two elves that are phones in the audience. From now on, I'm calling it Alphadelphia. And what's your name on your elf? Seth. Okay, it's close to Alf. Then we've got a poster for Dick, but then she wrote Wendy on it. You really should find a friend named Richard and let him use that. And then Hellboy. What'd you do to it, though? Rach Hellboy. That's like build a title, but with names of a person and a movie. And then why does it say Gadzooks on a big piece of paper right there? Okay. All right. Fair enough. We got a Saturday Night Fever. Oh, this is ridiculous. We're going to change the title of the show that Doug describes name tags. There's some shit lighting up back there. Oh, my God. Well, you got... What? I can't see that one. It's an ass? Ooh. Why would you do that? Doug loves buttholes. Well, thank you to everybody who made the effort to make name tags, which seems to be pretty much all of you. It's a very impressive turnout. name tag wise. Since last I spoke and you listened, I heard the sad news that director Tony Scott had committed suicide. And in an eerie coincidence, you guys probably haven't heard it yet, but last night I taped the Doug Loves Movies in New York. And during the course of the show, Days of Thunder and Last Boy Scout both came up for different reasons. I know, right? And then I heard the news later, and I was like, oh, is this going to bum people out when they're listening to it, that we're talking about his movies and not saying anything about what happened to him? So I'm saying it now, and we'll say more about him later. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Randy Lawson, who I think is here tonight. Is she? There she is. She had a funny tweet the other day. She tweeted, disappointed to find out The Watch is not a prequel to Pulp Fiction. Think about it. Speaking of buttholes, is there a watch hanging out of that butthole? This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. And good job, Randy. R-A-N-D-I, Lawson, spelled, how else would you spell Lawson? And it's a prize box today, and it's so full of stuff because my friends Garfunkel and Oates were here at Helium over the weekend. Don't get too excited, they're not here now. They're not here now, but someone is going to win pretty much every item Garfunkel and Oates has ever come up with. There's like a t-shirt, several of their albums, and stickers and kazoos and all sorts of stuff. And I asked, Kate likes to draw little pictures of herself and Ricky, and so they drew and signed a Garfunkel and Oates Love Doug picture that someone will win tonight. Another guest, and we'll discuss this with him when he gets out here, picked up a copy of Philadelphia Style magazine and signed it. So you got a signed copy of a magazine that I'm sure he's not in, but you know, maybe you don't have that issue yet. He also brought a copy of the book The Hunger Games, and he inscribed the inside, "To whom it may concern, please give this book to a child or young adult." It is meant for them. That's certainly how I felt about the movie. I haven't read the book because I'm not a young adult or a child. I brought a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. It's a pretty big one, so it'll fit almost anybody. And another gentleman on the panel today brought a copy of his new book that's out and available, and he's also got copies for you later this evening. And we'll discuss this a little bit more once we get him out here. Let's please welcome, you know them from WMMR, Preston and Steve, and Graham Elwood and Sam the Ma'am Levine.
Oh, shit got real, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
What's up, Philly? Boom. Yeah, that's right.
They're making so much noise I couldn't say your full name, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. Hang on, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to shut that door over there.
All right, sorry, buddy.
Oh, my, come on. Jesus.
I'm extra Wolverine-y today. I haven't shaved in like 5 hours, so. Feel
pretty You're the Homer that. Simpson of Wolverines.
That's accurate.
Let's start with Preston and Steve, you guys. Local phenoms. Yeah. Thank you for participating again. They're sharing a microphone, and it also doesn't seem like it's hot. Let's give the radio guys one mic and not turn it on.
Subtle way of communicating a message. Yeah, no, it's an honor. We were honored the Jazzers to be here again for this. We had a great time the first time. We kind of really sucked at the Leonard Maltin game, so we thought that was it. We were fucked, but no, you invited us back, so good.
Oh, being good or bad at the Leonard Maltin game has nothing to do with return appearances. I will cut back on someone's appearances if they're too good at it. I'm kidding. It doesn't matter either way. And with Graham Elwood here, Sam and Graham have gone head-to-head before, right?
Oh, indeed we
have. On the Leonard Maltin episode where Graham said cocksucker several times in front of that sweet older gentleman.
Oh, boy, that was the... You should have heard him later on in the car. Leonard, that is.
Leonard yeah. Swears privately.
Like a fucking sailor.
So is he just like, that cocksucker, Graham Elwood, yeah, how dare he swear in front of me?
That motherfucking asshole, Graham Elwood, I'm going to beat the shit out of him with his mother's cock. I don't know why. I don't know why. He's such a gross old man. It's terrible. It's him. I didn't
say I'm in a tweed jacket, that fucking cock knuckle.
We don't get to do this on radio. Yeah.
We really... Get it all out, fellas. Yeah, get it all out. Yeah.
With cocks, I don't want to join that up there. But yeah.
But, Steve, people outside this area can, of course, catch up with Preston and Steve and all the great interviews and bits that you do by checking out your podcast.
The podcast, yeah, which does very well for us. And, yeah, it's you can go to PrestonSteve.com and WMMR.com and whatever other fucking .com we have.
Len Maltin's a cocksucker.com.
We have a whole cocksucker feature, which is awesome.
Now, as I understand it, Preston is kind of like the teller. You're like a Penn and Teller kind of act where Steve does all the talking.
I prefer Shields and Yarnell. That's it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I realized, Doug, since you were inviting us here tonight, that I should probably get high before I came here, and I realized that's not a good idea to do in front of a live audience for me personally. So... I'm a little paranoid right now.
All right. I hope you're cool with Alf. Because you're surrounded by Alfs right now. I'm paranoid about which one's the real Alf. Which one's the imposter. Okay, so now you did just hear Preston's voice. And... and Graham Elwood is here, everybody.
Hello! Hello, hello, Philadelphia. So nice to see all your glorious kitten hands in the city of brotherly love.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to know when we're doing stand-up here what city we're in?
Oh, they got
They painted
of-
over the city backdrop and just put a couple of racing stripes on the wall.
So we're at the DMV?
Yeah, line up this way. Wow. I mean, it wasn't the best rendition of the city.
I thought it was very accurate.
So the book I mentioned earlier is Graham's book with his podcasting partner, Chris Mancini, called The Comedy Film Nerds Guide to
Movies.
Motion Pictures.
Doug has a foreword on it.
I wrote two whopping pages.
Yeah, we had to cut him back because it was all like, "I smoke weed, bleh, bleh, bleh. Len Maltin sucks dick, bleh, bleh." Like, Doug, you can't say that in a book. And why are you typing with that voice?
I prefer you didn't say it here either. I mean, Leonard Maltin listens to this.
Mr. Maltin, sir.
He's going to spit that dick out when he hears you say that.
Is there something about Leonard Maltin I don't know?
No, he's a great guy, and I apologize to him.
That just smacked of sincerity.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll be back in 2 weeks headlining here, September 5th through the 8th.
Yes.
Come on back.
You gonna come in on the show too?
I will be on Preston and Steve, and my opening act will be my co-host Chris Mancini, who's a Philly native. He'll be here. And on September 6th, we'll be recording on this stage in front of the DMV Stripes, a live recording of the Comedy Film Nerds podcast. And I think there's gonna be a little Wolverine as a guest on that show. Someone's in town shooting a movie.
If I don't make you all sick of me tonight, come back on the 6th.
That's Sam the Ma'am, everybody. And
hello, yeah. Philadelphia.
That's my question for you, Sam, is what are you doing in Philly? Why are you here?
Shooting the Leonard Maltin biopic.
Wow.
Called A Bag of Dicks.
A Bag of Dicks and Popcorn.
Oh, no. That's how he meets girls.
Like Mickey Rourke in Diner. Right?
Reach into my popcorn bag.
Yep.
Oop, it's full of dicks.
You got your dicks in my popcorn. You got my popcorn in my dicks. Wait a minute. Two great dicks.
Stop it. We'll be back with more of the roast of Leonard Maltin.
I am here shooting a television program
called Do No Harm.
Do No Harm for the National Broadcasting Company.
Ah, major network.
A major network.
Major network.
That's
Must
right.
see TV.
We are not on PAX, ladies and gentlemen. Do not search for us.
Is that still a thing?
I hope so.
PAX?
I didn't think PAX was a thing.
We are not
still.
On the ION network. It's a drama for NBC, and it's going to start airing in February of next year, Sunday nights, probably.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
I think they're going to pop it on earlier.
We'll see. We'll see. Thank you.
I think they're going to have a lot of flops, and they're going to need it, and they're going to bring it. They're going to bring Sam the Ma'am in.
Bring the heavy hitters in early.
Yeah.
Hang on. I just have to say, Felicia Rashad is in the show. Oh, my God, is she amazing.
Is she?
You guys are going to, your minds are going to be fucking blown.
Oh, does she, awesome let me guess, does she play a psychic?
No.
Does she play an annoying person?
No.
I'm not going to be amazed by whatever it is she's going to do.
She plays like the chief of surgery.
But oh, it's a hospital really, thing?
Yeah, it's a medical drama.
Oh, okay.
But there's more to it,
there's
isn't
more
there?
To it.
There's another level to it.
There's a Jekyll and Hyde aspect to it that is really interesting. I promise.
Yeah, okay. Well, because usually you don't have to say to a doctor, please, do no harm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? You don't.
When usually, you get wheeled into the emergency room, you usually don't have to scream that.
Right, but on this show you do.
Make me better instead of worse!
Yes.
I beg of you. What's Felicia Rashad doing here? Is what you would say if you went into that hospital.
But if she's at the show, we thank you for coming, Felicia.
Thank you, Felicia.
I'm going to guess no.
Didn't make it.
So what do you play?
So the lead is a guy named Stephen Pasquale, who was on the show Rescue Me. Who's very handsome. And
The question I asked you.
I am his administrative assistant.
Oh, okay.
I know.
From now on, though, in interviews, say that you're playing Doogie Howser.
They did not promote me to doctor yet. Not yet.
I was telling the club owner, I was like, Sam Levine, you know, he was on Freaks and Geeks. He looks like he's 10.
Yeah.
It's a good look. I wish I looked like I was 10.
I'll take it.
You fucking kidding
you.
Me?
You're secretly like 100 years old.
I know.
30.
Doug, Sam, and Ralph Macchio have all swam in the same fucking fountain of youth that's full of Len Maltin's popcorn dicks. Eat popcorn dicks. It'll make you young, guys.
All right, let's talk to Preston and Steve for...
You want to get off the dicks?
For a second. God, if there's anything you can do to help me to get off of dicks, I'm addicted.
Give a good pull.
No, I wanted to ask you guys, because you have a lot of, both in-person and in phone-ins, you talk to some pretty big names.
Yeah.
Like... You know, what's this? Is this like the?
You know what you do.
Desperately.
Let me tell you what else you do. You wake up early.
He's trying to figure out what the fuck we do.
Yeah. No, but you interview a lot of really cool people because this is like, what size market is this? Is this like the fifth biggest market in the country?
Yeah,
I fucking nailed it.
No. Yeah,
I just took a wild guess.
It's good, and it's gotten better because we used to be the bastard child of New York, so they go to New York and phone us, but now they come into town because they know that we have shows being shot here, so celebrities will come in. It makes a big difference.
When are you going to get Felicia Rashad to stop
yeah.
by?
Me too, you motherfucker, you beat me too.
We've done a lot of Cosby stuff on the show. I don't know, have we crossed the line? You think Felicia Rashad would do the show? All right.
Yeah, she'd do it.
Yeah. She'll do it? Okay.
I'm assuming.
Spoken like someone who slept with her. That's great, yeah.
Oh, little Wolverine!
Well, I can read it in the trades tomorrow. Sam Levine has been let go from NBC's Juno Arm.
You look
nice
like
knowing
you, Philadelphia. You look like a 10-year-old boy. Yeah.
So the question I was leading up to is... and you can each answer this one after the other because you might have different opinions on it, but who's like either in person or on the phone, who was a really like a movie star that you did not care for, that you didn't enjoy, like talking to that?
Well, I mean, as a movie star, that's a good question because the worst interview ever was Wayne Brady. He was just a straight up asshole. Yeah. Oh yeah, no question.
Did he choke a bitch?
He choked a bitch.
He's also not a movie star, but...
Well, he made the distinction there.
Yeah, but that's interesting, though, because his persona as a performer is nicest guy alive.
Yeah. No.
But you know what? With actors, we've found, like, the bigger the star, actually, the nicer they are. They get it. They get the PR machine. They know that they need the promotion, even though they're huge. But, I mean, we've talked to, I don't know, Schwarzenegger, Travolta, all these guys over the years, Bradley Cooper, he's coming in next week, and they all seem to be really cool.
It's the punky CW actors and actresses that'll show up. That are like, you're like fourth-level actor on Vampire Diaries, fuckhead. You know, you're the guy who hands him the steak, and they'll come in with an attitude. So, but we don't suffer that much. It's always the quirky people who are the most fun to interview. One of the best interviews we ever had was Dolly Parton, of all people. Yeah. She was friggin' awesome.
Yeah. She's been in movies.
Yeah, she's been in movies.
Yeah. Yes.
Rhinestone. Absolutely.
What was that movie about her being a radio DJ? What was that called?
Oh, with James Woods?
Straight Talk.
Straight Talk.
Yeah, there's a gay gentleman. And,
Straight Talk.
She does have giant tits. You're right, sir. She's got giant tits and a bag of dicks. Welcome to Dollywood. When you get to Dollywood, do you walk in through a giant pair of tits? Like, that'd be a great entrance to the park.
I love that.
Yeah, I want to go there. They got a new roller coaster that's supposed to be really... It's based on the movie 9 to 5.
What's the pattern of the roller coaster? Is it shaped like Dabney Coleman?
Yeah. Everyone sits in desk chairs that have rollers on them.
Right.
And then you get the best little whorehouse in Texas, funnel cakes. It's really, really good. Straight Talk! I have it on Laserdisc!
You so regret giving that answer, don't you?
He knows his shit, is what he said. Yeah, I mean, you know, any respectable newsie is going to know that Dolly Parton was in Straight Talk.
Do you like the way he posts that, though? Dolly Parton trivia, I will fuck you up.
Yeah.
I've got a hat on. And what does your name tag say? Oh, he's going to hand it to me. And your name is Ken. Oh. So you took something that said Korean Gore Police? Tokyo, sorry.
Racist!
And shit.
Tokyo, Korea, whatever!
Close enough.
Yeah.
And so it's Ken Gore Police now, yeah. Instead of Korea. Korean. I don't see any of the four guys eyeing that like they're gonna pick it. Not when your lady's got all Starburst on hers. She spelled out Kim with Starburst.
Oh.
Coincidentally, the M is my favorite flavor. She didn't even fuck with the green ones.
Green ones?
They don't have green. There's only three Starburst flavors?
No, they're green.
What's the fourth one? Yellow, orange, red,
lime.
Pink.
Lime. Aren't they lime, the green Starbursts?
But that's in one of the weird offshoot Starbursts.
Yeah, what Wawa are you going to?
Yeah. I just thought lime would be the obvious. It's a tropical shit.
Okay, so there was a sad news about Tony Scott. Did you talk about him this morning
on the
show? Of course you did, because
we're topical people.
Yeah, topical, but also dudes listen, and what dude doesn't fucking love Tony Scott movies?
Tony Scott, I think True Romance is my favorite.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
Quentin Tarantino script and realization. It's just a badass movie from beginning to end, mm-hmm. and the Tony Scott visual style jumped at it. You could always tell his films, and I think the guy... Ridley is always, and Ridley's phenomenal, but he's always, you know, given the little extra critical favoritism. But Tony Scott was every bit the director. I think it was a phenomenal job.
Oh, yeah. I just think Tony Scott just kind of stuck more to movies that are fun to watch.
Yeah.
And Ridley Scott got more serious about shit, and so he got some awards and stuff. But right. I don't necessarily think he's better. I think they're brothers that are both good.
They both came from the world of commercials, and they were just visually both incredibly adept at it. But it was sad to hear that, and he jumped. I mean, apparently people who saw him jump, he just... resolutely went right over there.
Very determined. But the story is that maybe he was diagnosed with brain cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
He said it was inoperable. But, what about a second opinion?
Exactly, yeah. No.
So you're saying he just got the text and just went, fuck it, and jumped over?
I'm just saying, like when they told Tom Hanks he had a brain cloud in Joe versus a Volcano, it's a good thing he didn't jump into that volcano. Wow.
That would make it more tragic.
He did jump into it, actually. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yeah, and he got spit back out.
Yeah. Which I hope is what happens, because I'm going to jump into a volcano. But yeah, I didn't mean to make light of what happened to him, but it's definitely a sad story, and also... I wanted to go down the line and see, do you guys all disagree that True Romance is his best film?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, Sam Levine says True Romance. Let me just mark that down.
Go ahead, mark it down.
I think True Romance true, but even like Days of Thunder, which I know is just sort of this Tom Cruise fluff film, there's so awesome stuff in it. There's really cool action in it, and yeah, it's sort of formulaic, but Robert Duvall's great in there.
Most of his movies, he's great with action, but didn't take it to that Michael Bay level of it all moving too fast and being too, cutting every couple seconds.
There was always, the action was always kind of really cool, and you could see it, and he just made good entertaining movies.
I was a sucker for Crimson Tide. I don't know why.
Crimson Tide is really good.
Yeah.
Definitely top two submarine movies right there.
Yeah.
Das Boot and Crimson Tide.
Not Hunt for Red October.
Hunt for Red October, dude. Come on.
That's number three.
Number three? No.
Periscope.
We have a winner.
You also forgot.
I believe
Run
it's down Periscope.
It's down Periscope.
It is down,
you're right.
Periscope.
It's down Periscope.
Shame on you.
Yeah. You must shave your little Wolverine beard as penance. Down Periscope, starring Patton Oswalt as well. He has like two lines.
Comic friends.
Yeah, yes. And everybody voted, so we're calling it. The one that I enjoy the most, I think True Romance is his best, but the movie that I just enjoy the most for I don't know what reason, well, I've got a few reasons, is Last Boy Scout.
Oh.
Because it was one of the first movies where two guys that are cops started saying these kinds of movies are stupid, kind of started making fun of it within the movie. There's a lot of jokes about those kinds of movies, but it also had great action and some fucked up
too.
Shit happens.
And then the daughter who had the filthy mouth, Danielle Harris, was that her name? Who was telling them fuck off all the time?
Yeah. But there was some good double crosses and scenes where they, and Halle Berry is a stripper.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so win, win, win. So I'm sure everybody's already going to do this without me saying it, but check out some Tony Scott films and just sit there and cry. In the world of cinema, Sam, have you, even though you're here shooting a TV show, have you had a chance to see any films lately?
Yeah, I just saw The Campaign.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like?
Yeah. I did. It's very funny.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
I think like the thing that's kind of holding it back is some people are just like, oh, it's so right about how shitty our system is right now.
Yeah.
The whole movie's just about how people can buy elections.
Yeah.
So it's depressing.
But also, the thing I liked about the movie and I thought was also, I don't know how I feel about it, but almost every scene worked as a standalone sketch where it's like they're taking typical politician type, you know, people and then putting them in this situation, and you would expect to see that on SNL.
It is kind of a series of scenarios,
yeah.
But some of them are so goddamn funny.
Very funny.
Zach's kids.
Oh, yeah.
Are the scene where they're all confessing things.
That's amazing.
Is so ridiculous.
But
and the scene where the little fat kid is sitting on Zach's lap.
Yes.
And then, that's hilarious, too.
Yeah. But I will say this, Dylan McDermott steals that fucking movie.
Okay, there's an opinion.
Okay, no, you're wrong. No, I'm sorry. Dylan McDermott, who is not typically a comedic actor.
Yeah, and he plays it very straight,
very straight,
and so that makes it funny.
Yes, but I think he held his own to a tremendous degree with it.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Was this the funniest film he's done since Steel Magnolias?
Actually, it's the funniest film he's done since Runaway Jury.
Runaway Jury.
That's right, fuckers. He dies in the first 30 seconds. It's a nice pull.
You could do this thing solo. Graham, have you been to anything lately?
I saw Total Recall, and yeah, that is the reaction. It's just it.
Wow.
You don't cheer, you don't boo, you just go, oh, okay. That was it. There was nothing. I mean, it didn't.
They took an Arnold Schwarzenegger. I haven't seen it. They took a dumb Arnold Schwarzenegger movie and said, let's take out the smart parts.
I mean, there's scenes in there that I'm just like, that are beat for beat. I'm like, oh, I know what's going to happen here because they're doing exactly like the one from 20 years ago. So, I mean, it's the original. If you go back and watch it, there's all the shit that doesn't hold up. You know,
yeah, but this one doesn't have the like. That's
it's
one
got
of the
Kate Beckinsale kicking ass. She has become this badass, and there's a couple of fight scenes where she's just thumping Colin Farrell's ass.
Does Jessica Biel play Quato?
Yeah,
because then I would see it.
That'd be cool.
Sure.
Okay, let's go after the show.
Yeah, let's do it.
Is Quato the prostitute with three boobs?
No,
Quato grew out of the belly.
Oh, the Jesus!
Wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Start the reactor. Quaid, I'm marrying Justin Timberlake. Quaid, I was in stealth.
I was in stealth. That's what they're bragging about. I was in stealth. The shitty movie about a crazy plane.
Yeah, let's make an action movie and name it after a thing that's you can't see. let's sneak this one into theaters.
Yeah.
Let's Cloaking. Go. Stealth Ghost Protocol. Preston?
I don't get out to too many movies. I have three kids, so I'm either going to see kids' movies or wait until whatever comes out on DVD or watch it on cable. But the one...
How was The Hunger Games?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that just came out, didn't it? Yeah.
It was on DVD.
No, you know what? And you'll probably give me shit about this, but I fucking love this movie, and it was The Three Stooges. I don't know why, but I just...
Wow, that's the Total Recall of comedy.
I'm telling you, man. I don't know what it was. Even, you know, my kids love it, and I was able to watch it with them, and then they started beating the shit out of each other right after we watched it, so it was hilarious.
And it's, but it's like, it takes place now, though, right?
Yeah, but what they didn't do is they didn't kind of Brady Bunch movie it, where they were just these oddball weirdos out of place. Some of the surrounding characters were a little bit slapstick as well, and Sofia Vergara and stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't know. It was just, it kind of... It was nostalgic for me, and I found it funny.
You're not alone in thinking that it's... I've heard lots of people say it's funny. I still haven't, fallen for it. But But I might watch it at some point. Because I, right. You know, because the old Three Stooges, they made me laugh sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes it's a little too violent. I don't like when Curly gets, Moe, or the other one. I don't like when they take a saw and run it across the top of their head.
Yeah.
That seems like that would really hurt a lot.
Just a little.
Seems a lot worse than a quick poke in the eye. Freaks me out. Steve?
A movie I just saw that I friggin' loved is The Raid Redemption.
Yes! Oh,
great movie.
It's just unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, one of the best action movies I've ever seen. I mean, and the visceral shit is just unbelievable.
Yeah, I've been raving about it for a while now, and then now that it's out and everybody can see it, because, you know, theatrically it didn't play everywhere, but now that it's out on video on demand and DVD.
The Blu-ray has tons of additional, I mean, those scenes are so brilliantly choreographed, and just the way they capture a lot of that stuff on a limited budget is amazing. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out.
The fight choreography is that alone. And just watch that.
The dude just cutting everyone, cutting them to shit. It's just amazing. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. No one's ever said to me, I watched Raid Redemption. I don't get it. I didn't see it. I don't know what you're raving about. No one has said that. Yeah. And they say that about anything you rave about. Somebody's going to be like, I don't agree.
Right.
But everybody loves The Raid, and I do too. Have I seen any movies lately? No. Too busy talking about movies to see movies. We're running a little behind schedule, so let's get... Does anybody hunger for games?
Yeah.
Not yet. Settle down. Save your arm. That sign looks heavy.
Yeah.
Had lights on it. Sam is the one who brought the Hunger Games book.
Could you tell?
And signed it for you guys. And I also got Preston and Steve to sign the that Philadelphia magazine. Because they've both got Philadelphia style.
Yeah.
They're both backstage going, Doug didn't fucking tell us. We have a shit ton of swag at their stand.
We could have brought tons of really good stuff.
I told Casey Boy.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah.
Who was angling to be a guest on the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I thank God Sam Levine was available.
Oh, boy.
Because I would have called him in.
Yeah.
And you guys
should be good.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd be good at the... He knows his stuff, probably.
He knows movies pretty well.
Yeah. He's a good guy. And I also should mention that I told him to tell you to bring stuff about 20 minutes ago.
Well, there's...
I texted him from my seat right here while the show was going... Hey, could you tell those guys to bring some swag? But fortunately, with the Garfunkel and Oates stuff, you got a whole box full of shit. Oh, yep. And that's right.
We have we'll throw in a sit-in on the Preston Steve Show.
If you want to go.
Hey.
That's awesome.
Come and hang.
You get to go and sit there. You get to be kind of near the. Don't you always have a hottie cam running?
We have hottie and peep stars like Wayne Brady. No, we have
Wayne Brady will come in and be a dick to you.
Yeah, Michael Winslow will refuse to do noises. It'll be great. So,
did that really happen?
That really happened.
Oh no!
It's like Schmuck, you're known for one goddamn thing. It's it. We're not here because of your Hamlet in the Park. It's because. You can make a sound like a megaphone. Fucking do it.
I'd like to see a Hamlet in the Park. To be or not to be. Is that a squirrel I see? Oh. We were working at an improv, Graham and I, and we watched some of his set because he was the later show that night. We did the 4:20 and he did the 8:10. And we watched one of his shows, and he shows footage from Star Wars and does all the noises.
Is it good?
And it's amazing.
Is it really? Amazing.
It's fucking amazing. It's not funny, but it is.
But I understand because sound effects don't really work in the medium of radio.
But I mean, if he's doing something that it's like. It'd be like him going up on stage and pasteurizing milk. It's like, we have machines that can do that, you know?
I mean, for all I know, he just threw on a scene from Star Wars and stood next to it pretending to make all the noises.
Laughter
Let's play ABCD's Nuts. Have you guys have played this, right?
Yes.
Graham's played it. We normally go through the alphabet. We take turns. Each person in line, we go in order and has to take the next letter of the alphabet and name a movie that starts with that letter. And it's kind of a speed thing. I don't give you a lot of time to think about it.
All right.
But we're not going to do the alphabet today. I like to change it up a little bit.
Oh, fuck.
Today, we are going to spell out, in honor of Sam the Man being here, we're going to spell out freaks and geeks.
Okay.
And for each movie, I have pre-selected a title. I just chose something at random that came into my head, and if someone matches, they automatically win. So if you match, and it's happened once before, there was a match, and it was very exciting. Okay, so we'll start with you, Sam. And you name any movie that begins with the letter F.
Fargo.
That's what I said!
Oh. Doug is shrugging it off.
Oh, God,
that is not what he said.
That's not what I said.
No. No.
But that was fun. I'm going to do that
every time. Every time.
Because nobody that is on the podcast listens to the podcast, so everyone will fall for it.
Yeah.
I said Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Okay, Graham, you get the letter R.
Run, Ronnie, Run.
Okay.
Nicely done.
I said Revenge, directed by Tony Scott. E goes to Preston.
Ever After.
Straight Talk is excited.
Straight Talk, sweetie.
Finally, a Drew Barrymore film. I chose Enemy of the State, another Tony Scott film.
There we go.
A for Steve.
A, Alone in the Dark. It was on cable last night.
Hey, however you get it done.
I have Google TV.
I thought of this movie. I thought of Annie, probably because Jay-Z is doing a remake of Annie. And that sounds interesting. Back to you, Sam, with the letter K.
Kissing a Fool.
Okay.
The David Schwimmer, Jason Lee epic? No. Yeah. No?
What was the name of the lady in that?
I don't...
Right? She hasn't been in anything else, really, I don't think.
But Bonnie Hunt's in that movie.
She seems like a nice lady, though.
Bonnie Hunt's in?
I went with Kill Bill Volume 1.
Oh.
Yeah. S for Graham.
Shakes the Clown.
I said Saturday Night Fever. Okay, and Preston gets a movie that begins with the word and.
That begins with the word and?
That's correct.
Wow, we're curveballing the rules tonight.
Freaks and geeks.
Wouldn't it be A?
And Justice for All.
That's the one!
Yeah, that's correct.
Boom.
Nicely done.
Nice.
See, I told you we match sometimes.
Yeah!
Extra, extra, read all about it. Newsy gets a high five at the early show on a Monday night. Nobody's buying my papes. The Newsies call them papes. Kind of sound a little bit like Bane.
Yeah, just a bit.
Extra, extra, get your news right here from Evil. 23 Skidoo, you have my permission to die.
Not bad.
Mine was a little more Sean Connery. Yeah. Sean Connery Bane.
Miss Moneypenny, I'm going to crash this plane and everyone's going to die. I have a craving for a lime starburst.
So glad he came out of retirement to do that part. So glad.
Remember, Batman, we come from the planet Zeist.
Obscure Highlander callback. Highlander 2, horrible sequel.
They're making a new Highlander, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Are they doing a reboot of it?
So there isn't only one. What?
It's a full reboot of the...
I think they're rebooting it.
Well, that's
a
good idea. Because the first one was awesome.
It's good. I don't like Christopher Lambert. They're remaking it with... what's the American Idol guy's name? Adam Lambert. Just fucking say it, Newsy. Don't look down in shame. You know it. Adam Lambert is the Highlander.
So you're going to go to this guy for everything just like, who's the head writer on Glee? He's just sitting there going, I told you I didn't want to sit in the front. I fucking told you.
No, he knew to get those starbursts close to us. Let's play Build a Title.
Oh.
Just let it in there. I remember the original title of our show was Freaks and...
He matched. Justice for All matched, so he was an automatic winner.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Those are the rules.
Yeah. And all he wins is he gets to go first in this next game that he doesn't know how to play.
Great.
You fucked.
So I don't know how much of a prize it is.
Game ended, that's all.
It's not one of the better prizes. Okay, so as suggested by... Oh, let me tell you how it works. We might have been playing this game the last time we were here.
It's possible.
We start with a title. Like, for instance, this is my example I always use. If it was The Godfather, we'd lose the, we call it Godfather. And you have to add a title to the beginning or the end of another existing movie. So you could go like, Oh Godfather, or Godfather of the Bride, like that.
All right.
And just we just keep building on it like that, and it gets very difficult.
It's gonna suck.
Feel bad if you don't do good at it.
All right.
Because there's nothing at stake.
We've been up since 3:50, yeah. So...
Do you use that excuse for everything that happens all day, every day?
Everything. Even on the weekends. Yeah.
Okay, so the first title we're going to start with, and Preston gets to start, is Amber Pierce on Twitter suggested The Last Picture Show. So you need something that ends with the word last or begins with the word show.
I can add to the beginning or end of this.
Yeah. You can go either way.
God, I remember this game. We really fucked this up last time we were here, too.
Could be like show something or something.
Oh,
last.
You're going to love this. Can I say last picture showgirls?
Yes. Yes, well you done, may. Sir. Now we go to Steve. And you have to add to that.
I have to add to last picture showgirls.
Mm-hmm.
The last... And it has to be at the beginning or the end.
Yeah, so...
I'm fucked.
So your next title could start with girls.
Okay.
Or end with last.
The last picture show girls just want to have fun.
Nice. And of course, I should explain that it doesn't have to be... You can also use like a syllable if it's a sound alike. And it's all the judging is done by me. So it gets very... Getting into some arguments.
The last picture show girls just want to have fun with Dick and Jane.
Nice.
I mean, that's just true.
It is true. It is true.
Girls just want to have fun with Dick. And Jane. All right, Graham, so you got last picture show girls just want to have fun with Dick and Jane.
Last picture show girls... What is it, fun with Dick?
Just want to have fun with Dick and
Dick
Jane.
And Jane Ear.
Yeah. I think it, how do you spell that? E-A-R?
Ear, I-R, whatever.
How do you spell it? He's read it a few times.
It's a classic love story. Jane, I, whatever. E-Y-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
Air. Fucking. I'm an English major. Yeah.
It's actually very helpful because air is easier to add on with than ear would be.
All right. The last picture, showgirls just want to have fun with Dick and Jane, Air Bud.
So it can sound alike because...
All right. Yeah.
Holy fuck. All right.
Oh, I got one. But it's on you, Steve.
Yeah.
I'm taking that as comfort.
Last picture show, girls just want to have fun with Dick and Jay and Air Bud.
Air Bud,
go.
God damn it. I'm drawing a blank.
All right. What, you guys are helping each other? You share a microphone and a brain.
Yeah.
Jane Eyre Bud.
I'm not getting anything.
All right, you're out.
I'm out, yeah.
It's all right.
Jane Eyre Buddy, the gorilla movie with Rene Russo. Thank you very
much. Sure.
Yeah. It's cheap, but I'll take it.
I was thinking Buddy Holly story would be good.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Okay, so Graham, what do you got, buddy?
We had a blast. It's a spring break movie from the early 80s.
Who's in it, Graham?
So that's it. That's official.
We had a blast.
Yep, so we had a blast. Jane Eyre, blah, 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 buddy. All right. All right, who's next? Moving on. All right.
I'm gonna let the newsie decide. Ken?
You remember that movie.
That's not a movie,
remember
is it?
That movie, right? I think, what's her name?
I think it's true.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Lee Majors played the lifeguard.
Extra, extra, get your information that might be true.
After all the shit he said to you, you're going to back him up on that?
Yeah, he started it.
All right, I got one.
All right, so, Graham's out.
We had a blast.
Yeah. No, Graham's out. He's out.
That didn't...
Oh, you're out?
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Fuck.
That's bull.
I thought of one.
What did we end on? Is it French?
Oh, buddy.
Buddy. Buddy.
Jane Eyre Buddy.
Wait a minute. Well, yeah, Buddy Holly story.
That's right.
Yeah. The fuck? I'm like, shit, I could just... Yeah.
I said it, Graham. And when you did that other thing, I totally blew it when I said it out loud. I got to yell at myself to not yell out answers.
I guess I'm the only Lee Majors Spring Break movie fan.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. I thought there were film fans here, but I guess I was wrong. I guess I'm all alone.
Okay, it's just between Sam and
Buddy
Preston
Holly's
now.
Story of Us.
Story of Us.
Oh.
This is where it gets super
ugly. Bruce Willis,
super ugly.
Michelle Pfeiffer divorce movie.
That's what that was, yes.
Yeah. And Lee Majors was the security guard.
Was Tawny Kattan in that one?
Yes.
I think, right?
Yeah, we had a blast.
We
and
had
Tawny
a blast.
Kattan,
Tawny Kattan,
fell in
Lee
love
Majors.
With the, right,
yeah.
Lee Majors.
It was a forbidden romance because couldn't go into the ocean.
Yeah. His dad owned the resort.
I remember this one. They showed it on my flight on the way in today.
Yeah. Look it up.
Forgotten favorite.
You got anything, Preston?
All right, so what do we end with here?
Us.
We've been in this corner before.
At the beginning, do we have to go with the? Does that word have to be in there for the last picture show, or is it just last picture?
No, the's gone. You just have to go with last.
Okay.
I don't know any movies that end with the word last, but I did think of one that uses part of the word last.
Part of the word last?
So did I.
Bullshit.
Such bullshit.
Fucking wrong.
Oh, we did have a blast.
All right. Man, I'm drawing a blank.
It's a tough one.
Is Us and Them a movie? I don't know. I'm just guessing, folks.
I'm going to tell you how to sell a fake movie title.
Us and Them.
It's all how you do it. You just got to go, oh, yeah, Us and Them. Yeah, that's it.
How many times have I fallen for that?
More than you know.
I always make you say who's in it and stuff like that. I'm trying
Lee
to look.
Lee Majors is in it. What the fuck?
Us and Them. I'm typing it in.
Sam's saying no.
If Leonard doesn't say it's a thing, it's not a thing. Here we go. No results. I would have, you know, and again, I got to sit down and pick the title myself, so it was easier for me. But you could have gone X-Men First Class Picture Show.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Tricky.
Or just the movie Class. You could just added a C to the beginning. All right, so that means that Sam the Mam is our winner.
How about it?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And that also means that we are now moving on to the Leonard Maltin game.
Oh, my God.
Get your bags of dicks out. There are dolls over there. There are more dolls.
All right. Let's take a look.
Oh, there's a penis over there.
So many elves. There's a dick, actually.
Eddie better.
All right, just go grab the one you want to play for.
We're doing the same one, or do we do it? No, that's right, we do it separately.
Yelling! Yelling!
All right.
Oh, the Preston picked the other elf.
No.
That movie cake.
What's Steve doing now?
Both of them, bring all those cakes up here.
You're going to play for two people?
Well, it's one big cake.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
Oh, shit, that guy has bacon!
Oh. You got a plate with bacon on it? Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Look at all those cakes.
You're really the ace of cakes, Graham.
So one of the cakes is a camera. Yeah, and you guys sitting in these front tables that he's putting the cakes
logo,
on, you can go ahead and have some.
It's your logo.
I know. Yeah. Doug loves cakes. All right, put the cakes down. I know it's my logo. I just said Doug loves cakes.
Doug, do you know your own logo? Have you seen your own show?
Plus, that first one doesn't look like my face.
It's your names.
It's your
Kelly,
names.
Kelly and Courtney.
Heart cameras.
Right, so Kelly and Courtney gave Doug a facial, and they love movies.
All right. Kelly and what?
Is this vegan and gluten-free, this cake? Oh, fucking take it back. I'm just kidding. Well,
she brought you some gluten-free shit over there, Graham.
Thank you. Oh, sure, I'll eat them. Thank you so much.
He's not going to play for you. But
no,
he's
but these are all, I'll eat the shit out of
them. He's going to eat your box of gluten-free dicks.
Straight talk. He just keeps shaking his head now. He's like, fuck this guy. I was on board with that Lee Majors Spring Break movie, but this is bullshit.
Okay, so it's Kelly and what? Courtney, okay. So Graham is playing for Kelly and Courtney, and Sam is playing for someone named Joel.
Yep.
Who made a sign that says, Joel loves, Doug loves movies.
Right. I normally pick the person who put the least amount of effort into their name tag. Unfortunately, I messed up. There was some guy, I didn't see it till after I picked, who just scrawled words, pen, on like a paper plate. Sorry, buddy. I'll get you next time.
But in the meantime, this will have to do. This is my logo!
It's your logo. It's your logo.
But you can't eat that one. Is there weed in the cakes? That'd be a lot of weed. Those are big cakes.
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus. Okay, and then Gadzooks is an expression from Preston and Steve show.
Yeah, that comes from Jess, who made this sign.
Okay, Jess made a big Gadzooks sign, so yep. smart play, Jess.
She also wrote Ball Sacks Are Yummy on here, too.
That's something you say on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I was hoping it was.
She just like, this is what I like to eat. She's just like...
No, it was Casey had, from time to time, he'll write down a note for something that, you know, he is online, he finds or something like that while we're busy talking about something else. He hands me a note, and it just said, ball sacks are yummy. And I go, hey, gang, Casey just handed me a note, and it said, and I paused, ball sacks are yummy. And right as it left my mouth, I'm like, holy shit. They recorded that, and they've got it forever now. And they play it all the fucking time. So, you know, we'll be getting ready to, you know, to introduce somebody, a guest on the show. You know, we have the mayor of Philadelphia, ladies and gentlemen, that Steve will hit it. Ball sacks are yummy. And it sounds silky smooth as if I said it. So, thank you, Jess.
Nice job, Jess. And Steve, who are you? You got the other one of the Alfs.
Yeah, this is Lauren.
The other guy with an Alf is...
What are the other
Alfs? Uh-oh, Alf cage match.
I could just see that guy walking down the streets of Philadelphia. I'm going to win tonight. I've got an Alf phone.
You were like, there's no way anyone will ever, ever have this better. And she just sat front row and was like, boom.
Well, I jumped on it because said producer Casey is a huge Alf fan, so this is in honor of Casey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But why didn't you guys just call each other on your Alf phones and decide which one of you is going to bring it?
Oh, God.
All right, well, we have to play the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah.
We have to do it. And we have to do it, but not, you know.
Those vegan treats are delicious, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, you already put one of those vegan dicks in your mouth?
Yeah. Ball sacks are yummy.
And now we've got you saying it.
If
we did drops on this show, I would totally... Okay. So Sam gets to go first. And then, what order were we going in when we were playing before? We came around that way, so we'll go back around the other way. So we'll go next to Steve, and then Preston, and then Graham.
All right.
And Sam gets to pick a category. Would you Baby, It's Cold Inside? That's movies where someone, for some reason, is inside a refrigerator.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
At Wilbur the Cat suggested... did we do this one last night? We did do this one last night. I'm sorry. So I'm going to have to skip that one. But it was Willem the Foe. And it's movies where Willem Dafoe plays a bad guy.
Most of them, then?
Yeah, I think the only one he didn't is Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. It's Amy Adams' birthday today. Oh. Actress Amy Adams.
Holy shit.
So the films of Amy Adams. Or, for your third choice, The Bjorn Legacy. And that's movies that have ABBA songs in them.
Wow.
Good.
Wow.
Good category. I will go with the
first category.
Fridge. Someone's inside a fridge for some reason.
What?
It's preposterous, but it happens.
Yeah.
There's several examples, but this is one of them. 3.5 stars from Leonard. Yeah. The year is 2006. And he says about this movie that the opening is slam bang. And that he also says that it has an eye-filling finale.
Mm.
So I'm not going to tell you about anything about the middle of the movie. But it's, the opening slam bang has an eye-opening finale. And then he lists 8 names. How many names you didn't get it in?
Negative one.
Sam the man.
I always say this, I could very easily be wrong.
If that I bet name is Lee Majors.
Yeah. I'm going to bet you're right on this. I have a good feeling about I think I know it too. Yeah.
Oh, so now you know how negative names works, right?
Yes.
If you go negative two, you have to name the top two billed performers in the movie in order.
I'll go...
Or you make Sam name it.
Should I be...
Or you could say Sam name it. Hope he wasn't lying with that. I might be wrong.
Should I do it? Should I be him? I'll go negative two.
Negative two.
I may go down in flames with this. But I'm going to try.
Okay, so then we go to Preston, who's just sitting there.
No, fuck that. Name it.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the name of the film?
Is it Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull?
Be more specific.
Oh. Doug is generous tonight.
Oh, you think... You think I should just say no, you're wrong?
To whoever did that.
Did somebody say the answer? I didn't hear it.
Yeah. Sam doesn't like it when people
Indiana
say the answer.
Indiana Jones. There's more names in the title? More words?
Well, you know, like Alex Trebek would probably say be more specific if it was the first round of Jeopardy. Maybe.
Kingdom? Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
That's right, correct. But now...
Now I'm fucked.
Top two build people. Who's the number one build person?
Harrison Ford.
Okay, and then who's number two?
Shia LaBeouf.
It's Cate Blanchett! Oh!
I tried!
There's no way that was 2006. That was 2009. No.
No, it wasn't 2009.
Eight.
I apologize.
And that's null and void. I was going with the 2006 version.
Where Shia LaBeouf is
Cate
second
Blanchett
build.
Had not been signed yet.
Yeah,
I didn't see it right because I haven't taken my glaucoma medicine in over nine... It's almost been 90 minutes now. I got to start playing some venues where they allow you to medicate during the show. Do much better. All right, so that means that Preston has a point.
Yeah. Nice.
He is on the board, and since he challenged Steve, we'll start with Graham and then go to Preston, and Graham gets to pick a category. Would you like King of Pancakes category, the number one movie 10 years ago to this very day at the North American box office, or In Theaters, Ciao! And that's films that are set in Italy. Or West Side Story, and that's films that have either jets or sharks in them.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
I will go jets and sharks.
All right, this movie from 1982. Making sure I'm reading it right this time. 1.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie lamentably dull. And he also calls it slow moving. That to me is really just hitting it over the head with a bag of dicks. He also calls it a yarn, which you don't hear that enough anymore. That movie was a yarn. It's like a big ball that a cat played with. And he also says about this movie that... what does that mean? He says someone in it won the Charles Layton Award for Eccentric Performances. I do not believe that's a real award. I believe that is some of the magical Leonard Maltin sarcasm. Charles Lawton, I'm sorry. Yeah, I said Layton. It's not even spelled like that. Charles Lawton Award for Eccentric Performances by one of the cast members. And Leonard lists 8 names. How many names do you think you get it in, Graham Elwood?
6.
I'll try 5.
Okay. Are we going the other way?
Huh?
Oh, we're going
switching it up, yeah. Okay. Steve?
Preston says 5.
Name that.
All right.
All right. So
86?
82.
82, I'm sorry. All right.
Could be 86. We'll find out later.
It's a span of years.
Once we say the name, everyone will tell me what the year was.
Ballpark it.
Here's your 5 names. Do you want the clues again?
Nah.
They don't help.
Nope.
Your 5 names are John Ratzenberger, Nigel Hawthorne, Stefan Schnabel, the great Stefan Schnabel, Ronald Lacey, and Warren Clark. Those are your 5 out of 8 names.
Wow.
And and the year is 82, and it has a shark or a jet in it. And 1.5 stars from Leonard.
Clearly an epic. So
it's a yarn. So give me those first 2 names you read again. It's John Ratzenberger.
Ratzenberger, Cliff from Cheers, and Nigel Hawthorne.
No, it was Cliff from Cheers and Nigel.
Yeah, if it's not springing into your head, if you're not thinking of any shark or jet movies.
She could pull a Sarah Silverman. He could pull a Sarah Silverman.
It could happen.
God.
Indiana. We'll get
No, it's not. We had a blast.
There was a shark and we had a blast, though.
Yeah, Lee Majors finger blasts a shark.
Yeah.
I can't think of any movie with a shark or a jet that would be considered a yarn, and I'm drawing a blank. Shit, I don't know. Iron Eagle. That's the only jet I can think of right now.
Okay, fair enough. The other names are David Huffman, Freddie Jones was the eccentric performance, and then the lead actor is a gentleman that goes by the name of Clint Eastwood. And he flew around in a thing called Firefox. Firefox. Oh. Yeah, that was a tough one. Wow. So that means that Preston and Steve are both on the board. They both have a point.
We have nothing, Graham.
I kind of liked it, Firefox.
It was interesting.
For the time, it had pretty decent CGI in the when he's in the... It's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it was lamentably dull.
It was
like the whole time, Leonard was like, oh, I feel so bad about how dull this is.
Yeah.
But has anybody here seen Foxfire, the Angelina Jolie, Hedy Barris? Yeah. Parts of it.
Parts of it.
That's all you need to see of that movie is parts of it.
You only saw parts of Angelina Jolie. Okay, so that means that we're going to start this time with Sam and then cruise around back towards to Steve. And Sam gets to pick a category.
Oh boy.
Would you like... you know I'm a big fan of the movie Windy City Heat.
I know you are.
So movies with either Windy City or Heat in the title.
Okay.
Same name. That's a movie where it was made two different movies that are completely different from
completely
each
different.
Other, but have the exact same name.
Got it.
Or a very similar name for sure. And then your third choice is Yabba Dabba Don't. And that's cartoons turned into a live-action movie.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Which one of those would you like to do?
Oh, wow.
Windy City Heat, Yabba Dabba Don't,
I'm gonna
same
go with,
name.
I'm going to go with Windy City Heat.
Okay.
For you. Wow.
I've never heard the audience more disappointed
never heard that.
In a category choice.
Yabba Dabba Don't was clearly the one you wanted, right?
Yeah, I know. Yes, but I'm the villain, so I can't do what the crowd wants.
I'm going to advise you not to check out that show he's doing.
Good choice.
Thank you, Joel.
All right, there
you go. Joel is happy. Joel loves Sam's choice. Doug loves movies.
Yeah.
Okay, Sam, 1994 is the year.
Two and a half.
This is a weightlifting competition?
It's a hammer throw.
2.5 stars, 1994.
Mm-hmm. These are movies that have the same title.
No,
this is Windy City or Heat is in the title.
Oh. But they both have Lee Majors.
Contrived. is what Leonard calls this film.
Yep.
He also says it has a lot of genuine laughs.
Oh.
Yeah. And scenery.
Oh.
He says it's got scenery in it. It's not one of those movies that takes place in one room.
Right.
And there are 10 names listed. How many names can you get it in, Sam?
9 names.
It's a quality opening bid.
Amateurs in the audience.
What year was it?
The year is 94.
Has either Wind
Pretty
City
sure.
or Heat in it.
Sam started with nine yep. names, yeah.
I can name that in 7 names.
All right.
Yeah, lucky 7.
You can only be only so serious a game player when you have an ALF phone in your hands. When you have the wrong ALF phone in your hands. Ring, ring. Sorry, wrong ALF phone.
I'm going to ask Steve to name that one.
All right.
Sorry, Joel. Let got boxed out.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Even the best players can be...
See, guys, that's why I kept the bidding so high. See that, guys? So that it would end on Graham, and then we could keep the game going. Yeah.
It's all good. I like the game ending.
Hey, you got to get out of here.
I feel pretty good about it.
You got to get really
I gotta do
fucked
another
up
show
before
tonight.
Your show tonight.
Yeah. I got to do a stand-up show later. Okay, so how many names do you get?
7.
7. Okay, here's your 7 names, and congratulations to either Preston or Steve. Joel, did you write a shithead on the back of this?
I got one. I got all kinds of shitheads up in this motherfucker.
Did you write a shithead on the back of this, Kelly and Courtney?
Yeah, no. The other side of the cake.
The other side of the cake.
Yeah. Did you scribble a shithead on the bottom of the cake?
Thank you.
Oh, she wrote it down on a little piece of paper. That's awful nice. Is it a good one?
It looks...
Oh, okay, it's personal.
Wow. Someone had a breakup.
All right, your 7 names, Steve, are...
Hey!
Shit's getting knocked over. It's so exciting.
There's fucking 2 ALF phones in here. Dial it the fuck down.
I'm going to call you on your ALF phone, and then you're going to die. You can eat some cats, and then you have my permission to die. Don't worry. It's beautiful this time of year on the planet Melmac.
Was that what it was called?
Yeah, it was called that.
Okay. Gotta check with Newsies. All right, your 7 names are Josh Mostel. Don't yell it out, you guys, because it's gonna come into your head. David Paymer, Noble Willingham, Bill McKinney, Pruitt Taylor Vince, Patricia Wedig, and what I call the giveaway name, Jack Palance. Oh, it's got Windy City or Heat in it. What do you think, Steve?
Windy City or Heat in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you calling Jack Palance the giveaway name.
1994.
Wow, I think 30 people just had fucking aneurysms in the audience.
Let's get them over to your hospital.
Quick, get him a Cosby sweater.
All right, by the year, I've maybe seen this movie once, so I don't know if Jack Palance is even a part of it. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Okay.
Because I really don't know any Windy City titled movies.
Okay.
Going to go with Red Heat.
Oh! Preston knows it for the win.
City Slickers.
No! No!
Full title.
No!
Full title.
All right.
Full title.
All right. I thought it had to have Windy City as the full Windy City.
Or Heat.
Any of those three words.
Windy City or Heat.
You yeah, know yeah.
Windy City. That's what I thought.
But do either of you know the full title of the movie?
Is it City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's yeah. Gold?
That is right.
Wow!
So Preston wins either way. He is our winner either way. And so, Gadzooks. Who is Gadzooks? Jess?
Yes.
Come on up and get your box of stuff.
There you go.
Don't knock over the cakes. Don't knock over those cakes. They're full of methamphetamines.
Congratulations, Jess.
Yeah, and you get Enjoy to come on it. The show.
Let's get Joel to... Can you come write down a shithead on the back of your... you wrote it on a piece of paper. Very nice. Wait, why is there more than one? One's from somebody else.
Here's a...
Just anybody in the audience gets to do one?
Shithead from...
Just pass up your shitheads. Here we go.
There you go.
I was
Wow, that guy's got a binder full of them.
I was expecting someone to get like fucking crowd surfed up here. They're gonna like
right, yeah.
pick an actual shithead up and just fucking.
All right, you guys, let's get into this.
Give me that. Any of his feet?
I can read them. Yeah. But don't forget to watch Sam Levine on Do No Harm when it premieres in another great. Year. And get Graham Elwood's book, Comedy Film Nerds.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
go
come
to
back.
ComedyFilmNerds.com.
And yeah, come back here to see him.
September 5th through the 8th here right in Philly.
Yeah.
And the L.A. Podcast Festival. If you're going to be in L.A. October 12th through 14th, about 16, 17 podcasts. So check that out at LAPodFest.com.
Yeah, you definitely got to see Graham live because it's a lot of straight talk. And Preston and Steve, you already know everybody lives here, but check out the Preston and Steve podcast, WMMR's Preston and Steve is what it's called.
That's
the full
it, yeah.
name.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And as always...
Two in one breath, Doug.
Mormon underwear is a shithead. Hot Rod is a shithead. Other people with Alf phones is a shithead.
Oh, we're going to have some fucking Alf phone on Alf phone crime out in the lobby.
The phrase too soon is a shithead. Let me give you that back, Newsy.
Oh, bring these cakes out in the lobby and we'll eat them.
And this is from the cake bosses. cake boss! Matt Ho is a shithead?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and Matt Shithead is a ho. And what does that
Matt
even say?
Sexy dancing with another girl.
I know. Kennard?
Kennard from The Wire is a shithead.
Oh, okay. Kennard from The Wire is a shithead. New Jersey is a shithead.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Natalie Wimberg is a shithead. She's probably seeing Matt Ho at this point. Jerry Sandusky is a douchebag shithead.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's accurate.
Editorializing there. Todd Aiken is a shithead. EBM is a shithead? What's EBM? What's EBM, Kim, with the Starburst?
You can eat them.
I don't want to eat them.
He only eats the green ones.
And finally, and also as always... And if you're listening and you're coming to a show in the future, don't think I'm ever going to do this again. This is special for Philadelphia.
What's up, Philly?
Get ready to run, guys.
Yep.
The Phillies for trading Shane Victorino is a shit.
eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.